The program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. The man with an open will. Have you ever thought about what God could do with just an ordinary man if he would open himself up to God? That's what we're talking about this week. We're talking about a man by the name of Philip, who is mentioned first in Acts chapter 6, verse 3, among the seven selected to serve tables. He was full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. This implied that he was open to God. All right, we're taking this man and noticing his life, and we'll be studying the 8th chapter of Acts. And here we find things begin to open up to this man who has an open will to God. Well, first we find that this man with an open will found an open road before him. First he went down the road from Jerusalem to Samaria. In Acts chapter 8, verse 5, it says, Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. He was among those that were scattered abroad, and he didn't let this dismay him. He went everywhere preaching the word. And in Acts chapter 8, after his work had been finished there, the road was still open before him. Verse 26, And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way, or the road, that goes down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Here Philip is directed of the angel of the Lord to leave the place where he's working to go to another place, and there was an open road before him, and he went down this open road at the bidding of God where he was to go. Yes, this man Philip found an open road of service. He already had found an open road, and the road was a road of service, things that he would be doing in being used of God. He had been selected to serve tables to start with because he was open to God. He was full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom to deal with a delicate situation, and that implied that he was open since he was filled. And so here he was led of God to go down an open road and to be used of service to God, the road to service. Certainly he was a man open to God because evidently he was what we would think of as a deacon there in the church at Jerusalem. And we are told about the qualifications of a deacon in 1 Timothy chapter 3. And it went on to say in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, For they that have used the office of a deacon well purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Those persons, those people who have done a good job in the office of a deacon, it says, have purchased to themselves a good degree and great boldness, it says, in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Or as we might look at it from another viewpoint, they're up for advancement or for promotion in the work of the Lord. And that was the case with this man, Philip. We read years later in Acts chapter 21, verse 8, what he is called when he is visited by the Apostle Paul. We read what Luke says as he writes this. And the next day we that were of Paul's company departed and came unto Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which was one of the seven, and abode with him. Or he is called Philip the evangelist. He started out serving tables, possibly a deacon as he was open to God, and then from that he went to the open road of service in preaching Christ, and here he now, years later, is called Philip the evangelist. He was open to God, and he advanced himself in the work of God to accomplish things for God. Yes, there is an open road of service, an opportunity to all of us, if we'll open our hearts up to God like Philip. God can use us in a way, a good way. As we open up ourselves to him, God will open up the way to us. Sometimes we hear people say, Oh, if I were so-and-so, what I would do. Oh, if I had $1 million, what I would do. But what are we doing with what we got, our own abilities? That's what we're going to be held accountable for. If we use our own abilities, God will open up things before us, even to further advancement in his cause. May we have an open will to God, and we'll notice how things open up more tomorrow for this man, Philip. Thank you for listening today.